As Skip Allen with Worldwide KFUO, and I'm speaking with Jane Dooley, Chief Operating Officer of the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Jane, this is a new organization, I believe.
Yes, it is. Actually, we had a soft opening in 2015, and we opened to all eligible members at the beginning of 2016.
What is a credit union? How is it separate from a bank, and specifically a Lutheran credit union?
So credit unions are unique in the way that they're built around a community. So credit unions have to establish an eligibility. So our eligibility base is LCMS. It's the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. It is for all of the entities and all of the families and rostered church workers specifically of the LCMS, which is really what makes it unique.
One of the things I notice with banks or with credit unions, of course, is that the money that they collect is invested, but the investments with the Lutheran Credit Union are things that are in keeping with our doctrine.
Yes. So the neat thing about the credit union is that the deposits that come in are used to specifically make loans to other LCMS eligible entities or people. So you know that if you want to have your checking account or savings with us, that that's the universe that's going to be served by the loan side. Whereas in a, you know, banking environment, your deposits are used for any person of any kind and any business that's legal that that they want to propagate it with. So it's kind of a neat thing. You know, banking is such a day-to-day activity for so many people that it's really a way to just kind of give back and be you know, centered in your financial space.
Again, because this is Lutheran, this is Missouri Synod, this is your specific focus, not just for your depositors, but also for the investments and how you do make the loans and how these are a Lutheran baker, for example, could come to the credit union and say, I really want to start this new bakery and I want to do it for help to dedicate the to the message of Christ. And this is the thing that the credit union does.
Yeah, especially for the business owners out there. It basically, as long as the business is over 51% owned by someone who's eligible, then they can also have their business banking with us.
So it's very much oriented towards small business.
Yes, I would say so. Or you know, it could be a large business as long as it's 100% owned by Lutheran, you know, LCMS eligible, then that ownership would dictate that.
Could you give us some examples of some of the organizations that you support?
Well, so far we are here at the Synod sponsoring within this event. We'll also be at the National Youth Gathering. We've also been, party to, or we are planning on this year being at the Educators Conference. We've also done some specific programs with some specific churches, for example, who had some ability for us to tie into their churches. So those are all great ways for us to get outreach out there.
Jane, you mentioned that you're going to the youth conference and educational groups. It seems to me that a lot of young Lutherans now going off to college are going to be having to set up bank accounts and things along that line. Is this one of the things that you would do, is to help them with that and help give them to the advice and let them know that we're here to help you as a Lutheran?
Yeah, definitely we are. It's in our plans to expand and figure out how to engage all of the students that are part of LCMS and their families, of course. So definitely someone who's going off to college and their families would benefit from banking with us because, you know, it's very easy to transfer funds between, you know, the parent accounts and the college age or high school age student accounts. You know, we basically are able to set it up as a family structure that's very unique from the level of service you would get at a secular provider.
And this is one of the reasons you'll be going to the youth conference, is to expose your message exactly to this particular audience.
Sure, yeah, definitely. It's a great way for us to engage with students and let them know, you know, a little bit more about banking, Lutheran Federal Credit Union, what credit unions are, and then also a lot of adults that are with them can help with that same information as well.
What about the adults? As you mentioned, this is a new organization, just brand new, getting off the ground. How do you reach just the average day Lutheran out there and say, hey, here we are, we can help?
It's definitely a challenge, right? We are working on how we extend the reach. But some of the ways, really the social media angle, we are on Facebook, and we would really encourage people to like us and share us on Facebook. That's just a way to help us spread the word about our ability to serve. Also, you know, we are on Twitter now, Instagram. So we're just trying to expand. That's kind of our broad reach, but we are also starting to communicate directly with the churches too, and we're hoping that in increasing our conversations with the churches, that we can also the information can get passed through to their members.
Now, you mentioned social media, Facebook, websites. Why don't you give me a few addresses here so we can get this information out?
Perfect. LutheranFCU.org is our website. So that's LutheranFCU.org. And you can find all the links to the social media on the website.
I'll get this correct. LutheranFCU.org.
Yes.
Okay. Jane Dooley, who's the Chief Operating Officer for the brand new Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Jane, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you so much for your organization and for the work that you're doing to advance our cause.
And Kip, thanks for having me this
morning. Anytime, Jane.